And good morning, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. Our opening hymn is 457. The closing hymn, 649. The scripture readings, the Old Testament, Leviticus 18, 1-5. Galatians 3, 15-22, Luke chapter 10, verses 23-37. And we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit increase in us the true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, give unto us the increase of faith and hope and charity, and that we may obtain that which thou hast promised, make us to love that which thou dost command. And we pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's Old Testament, Leviticus, Chapter 18, 1-5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt wherein you dwelt, shall ye do not, and after the doings of the land of the Canaanites, whither I bring you, shalt ye not do, neither shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments, and keep my ordinances, and to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. So far. Galatians chapter 3, 15-22. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth to it. Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He said not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant which was confirmed before God in Christ the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, then serveth the law. Well, it was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of the mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? Well, God forbid. For if there had been a law which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded, all are under sin, and the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. So far. The Gospel, St. Luke chapter 10, verses 23-37. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you have seen. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you have heard and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, tempting him, and said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, You have answered right. This do, and you will live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, Well, who is my neighbor? Jesus said unto him, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his garment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked at him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him, and he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you. Now which of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, Well, he that showed mercy on him. And then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. so far. Blessed are the eyes which have seen the things that you have seen. These words were spoken by Jesus to the disciples because they saw his miracles and believed in him as the promised Messiah. But these words were also heard by a self-righteous lawyer, one who was well-versed in the law of Moses and in the tradition of the rabbis, establishing his own righteousness, which is of the law. And he stood up and tempted Jesus to see whether his views as the manner of obtaining eternal life were in accord with the teachings of Moses, hoping to convict him of some unorthodox statement. But Jesus turns the situation around, and he asks the young lawyer, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" Now, this is not to be understood as though it were possible to keep the law perfectly and to merit eternal life. Christ coming to earth, his entire work of redemption, would have been totally unnecessary if one, by his own efforts, keeping the law, could gain merit and eternal life. But Jesus wanted to lead the lawyer to a true knowledge of his sinful condition that can be done only by the law, by a clear understanding of his spiritual nature and honest effort to live according to it in thought, word, and deed, which is totally impossible. As St. Paul says, by the law is the knowledge of sin. Only those convinced and convicted by the law as being sinful and lost will feel the need of a Savior. Christ came to call sinners to repentance, not the righteous. Only sinners convicted of their sin by the law will accept Jesus as their Savior. For this purpose, the preaching of the law is so necessary. The lawyer was blind with regards to his trying to establish his own righteousness before God. He seems to have a good knowledge of the law. For when he answered Christ's question, what is written in the law, he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God." Summing up the context of the entire law, with Jesus saying, "Okay, this do, and you shall live." But there was evidently something in the tone of Jesus that made him feel a little uneasy, perhaps even guilty. In the presence of Christ, those words, which he had repeated so often, had a far deeper meaning to him. They were now to him the thought and the intents of his heart. We read, "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, Well, who is my neighbor?" Apparently, he had no problem with thinking he had kept the first table of the law. He had kept the Sabbath, was not a blasphemer, kept all the feasts, never neglected his formal prayers. But his neighbor, well, he feels a little uneasy about that one. The answer Jesus gives is the parable of the Good Samaritan, which not only shows who is our neighbor, but what neighborly love is, and shows itself in daily life. In his divine wisdom, Jesus draws a picture so clear that all are able to grasp the lesson that he intends to teach by this parable. A certain man, anyone, no one in particular, nothing else is mentioned about him. Someone who is in need of help. He went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, which is about 21 miles, and was known for thieves and robbers. The traveler, most likely a Jew, had fallen among thieves who had robbed him and left him half dead. If he had been left alone, he would surely have died. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. This priest, who knew the law well, probably had various excuses for not helping. The next man to come was a Levite. Well, he did the same thing. But now comes along a Samaritan, belonging to a race despised and hated by the Jews. He sees the man and does his best to help the helpless. He is filled with compassion, perhaps even exposing himself to danger. And after dressing the wounds, he takes him on his own beast to an inn, provides lodging for him until his recovery. All these acts were clearly done to an unknown stranger, without any thought of reward. And now Jesus asks the lawyer, "Which now of these things, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" Well, the lawyer himself had to answer his own question. "He that showed mercy on him." This, then, is the chief purpose of the law: to lead one to a knowledge of their sinful state, to make one feel the need of a Savior. To this end, let us see the Good Samaritan as a type of our Savior. We, the whole human race, have fallen among the robbers and the murderers, Satan and his angels. By them we have been robbed of our created righteousness. By them we have been wounded, made helpless. But God, in his infinite mercy and love, saw us lying in our own blood. We should have perished forever, had not Christ saved us by giving himself for us, redeeming us by his precious blood, and his innocent suffering and death. Whoever has realized this has seen themselves wounded and helpless through Satan's power, and then has experienced Christ's redeeming love and mercy, has also learned to love God and his neighbor. You see, a true believer will try to follow the example of Christ in his love to the sinner. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. And let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast love we may serve you, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.